Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Stuart bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ken Tinsler is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Cause of Disturbance, among other books. Oh, also The 90% Rule, right? That's the other one.
Yep, that was
and another one of his outstanding books. Ken, talk to us about the connection that you make between innovation and happiness. You connect that to the success of organizations. Not only being innovative, but you connect happiness to the ability to be innovative. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, a lot of people, I mean, rightfully think of innovation, you know, coming up with the new ideas or products or services as being great for their businesses and driving it forward. But today, it's also a great way to engage employees. You know, people want to work for a company that recognizes their input. And especially Gen Y, I mean, you know, our generation, we were taught to put one foot in front of the other and mm-hmm. keep our heads down, don't cause too much trouble.
Speak
there.
Speak when spoken to, right?
yeah, but kids today, Gen Y and younger, they were brought up in the age of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can two-finger text faster than we can two-hand type. And truth is that as they enter the workforce, they are expecting to be involved in the conversation. They want their ideas to be heard. They want their some direction as to what they're doing.
So bring them in, but to the conversation. I agree with that. But you know what? A conversation is more than just words and content, Ken. How do we bring Gen Y in where they work within the conversation of the organization, the culture of the organization, when their focus seems to be a lot on more content than context, because they don't have any context yet. What do you think?
they don't have context.
But they don't know that. They don't know it.
Well, they either don't know it or they don't want to admit it.
Well said.
But they do have a little bit of context, you know, because they're so much more connected to the world than we were at 20 or 22 years old. And they're so much more connected to media and the notion of conversation. So, they can't come in and run the business. They don't have the wisdom of the years of doing things, but they do have a conversational style. They do have a way of gathering information, and I think you just have to open the door to allowing them to speak rather than to say, hey, you know what, in 10 or 15 years I'll listen to you.
Yeah, I agree with that. So if you're going to bring them in, are they the one, but they're not the only ones that need to be happy though, right? Because if you've got people that have been there. If you bring in Gen Y and you do what you need to do to make them happy, what about the people who've been there for the last 10 years?
No,
how do you put those two together and find happiness with that union?
Well, you're absolutely right. You have to be inclusive in all of your processes, but I think that our generation can learn from theirs. And when we're in the same room together, as a conversation starts, you know, we start to begin to, you know, as soon as we see that, you know, other people are speaking freely, we too can begin to speak freely.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that we have great ideas too, and the whole notion of entrepreneurship, of getting ideas from those people
Explain entrepreneurship to them.
Well, it's like it's an internal entrepreneur. It's somebody working for a company who's allowed to come up with an idea and bring it to market.
They want to take an entrepreneur wants to take risk with your capital, not their capital.
yeah, you can look at it that way, or you can look at it as using your ideas to further leverage your capital.
Right, right.
So it does work both ways. And there's some great minds in your company. And I think, you know, there's some leaders out there like LinkedIn who are asking for presentations or inviting them quarterly from their employees and letting them partake and bringing them to market.
So you're saying inclusive innovation. Innovation that's driven by the team, by everybody being part, taking a part and contributing, and having a diverse conversation. You're saying that is part of what creates engagement and happiness and leads to more productivity. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I caught a little bit of your conversation with Phyllis and. Mm-hmm. You know, that whole notion of getting out of your comfort zone.
Phyllis Green, and, right, yeah.
Yeah, and that was, you know, that was very insightful, and that really dovetails into what we're talking about now. Mm. You know, inviting people around you to push you and to give you ideas that you might not otherwise be thinking of.
Well, you know, the thing I always say, and my audience is already rolling their eyes, they know what I'm going to say, but I believe it's true. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And this innovative culture you're talking about with a diverse group of people, they'll tell you when you should be, you know, not falling in love with how you do it.
But they'll tell you that, and they'll tell you that in a very informed way because, you know, again, whether it's five people or 500,000, they're the link between yourself and the customer that you talk to so often.
But I got to wrap it up here, Ken. Sure. Let me give Gen Y a little bit of advice. Do it gently. Be gentle.
Absolutely.
Be gentle with us old folks, right, Ken?
Right.
Hey, Ken, give us your website, please, quickly.
CauseOfDisturbance.com.
And the book, that's the name of the book, too. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back.
Soon. Thank you.
Ken Tinser, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.